And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to Reinvention Radio. Yay! What's up, Mary Goulet?
It's here.
It's a Mary Goulet.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Richie Ote.
How's it going?
Good, good. And Steve Ulscher hanging out with you here today. And pretty excited because this is the episode that that I needed. Actually, no. More specifically, this is the episode that my parents need.
Yeah, right. Totally different generation. Right,
totally different generation. And then this might help to explain a lot in terms of like why I am the way I am. And so I'm hoping that that our guest today can really help shed some light on just parenting and life skills and so on. Because when you come right down to it, we don't get taught these things. Like, where do you learn how to be?
There's no manual.
Where do you learn how to be a parent? Like, I mean, like, literally, where do you learn? And why does everybody want to be a parent? Like, not everybody does. And actually, my wife and I...
Because they weren't one yet.
Well, you know, and that's the exact... It's like some people are like, oh, we've got one kid. Do you think we should have another? Like, yes, absolutely. You should definitely have another child. And then they have another child. They're like, why did you tell us to have another child? Because we wanted you to join us in the way that things are.
Not sleep for 5 years.
Right? It's like, my God, from like one child to two children is like, that's not 1 + 1 = 2. That's like 1 + 1 = 5. Like,
it's the three that, I mean, divide and conquer. One on one, you know, mom has one, dad has one. But when you throw the third one in.
Then you're outnumbered. Then you're outgunned. All hell broke. And then you might as well just throw in the towel and just do like the Duggars or Dugans or whatever they're called and just like, just keep doing it. You know,
brother.
And just like, what was it, 19?
The Octagon lady, or not what was her?
Octomom.
Octomom.
And so like literally, like where do we learn to gain these skills and learn how to be a good parent and create
I have an idea.
Things that are like
we have a
beneficial.
Guest that you can tell us.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, how perfect.
Yeah.
God, that is, you know what? I was just thinking, like, how do we, and then you, Richie, you found us a guest.
I'm glad I reminded you.
My God, that is awesome, which is exactly why we're doing this show today, because I have a parental brain, which means I have like no memory of anything. I'm like a pregnant woman. I'm always forgetting all sorts of things. So fortunately, Richie, you're here and you're reminding us that we actually have a guest on today. Who can help us with all of this? And I got to figure out this whole mama thing. So I don't know if I have to call her mama or if mama's just a nickname or if that's actually like a legal name, like world peace, you know, or world be free. What was that, right? Wasn't that world meta peace and then world be free.
World
I don't know, whatever.
Free.
We're going to have to do an NBA bad name thingy. All right, but we've got Mama Marlene Covert, I believe is how we pronounce it. I would have just said cover, but I think it's actually Covert. So let's bring in our guest today because we need her. Like badly. Do I call you Mama or Marlene?
You can call either one is fine. Mama Marlene is my pen name for my book, and it's a nickname that a group of individuals have given me. But, you know, either one's fine. Mama Marlene, I welcome either.
Mama? Can we just go straight with Mama?
Is that... A lot of people call me Mama.
All right, sweet. Done.
That's cool.
Yeah, all right.
Welcome, Mama.
Yeah, that's, you know, we got Mama on the program today. And everybody's like, oh, Steve, your mama's on. No, Mama Marlene Covert. All right, awesome. So let's do this. For those who don't know you, I mean, you've been doing some interesting things in your career, and you've actually had some pretty interesting trials and tribulations of your own that has led you to this work. But kind of give us the 30-second overview of who you are and what you're doing in the world.
Well, currently, I'm founder of a group called Parenting 2.0, and we advocate proactive education for life skills. And we number about 8,000 members in 100 countries.
Wow. Nice.
And so cool. How did you get into this line of work then?
You know, I was the biggest failure. The program in place didn't work for me. It really didn't work for me. Very often, if something's working, we're not inspired to do something different. Mm-hmm. The program in place didn't work for me, and I had a major crisis when I was a young mother, and that inspired me to do things differently. And then in doing things differently, it resonated with people around the globe.
Mm-hmm. And so, all right, you gotta help me out here because a lot of people who listen to the show, they're in that day job. They're trying to figure out how to get out of Cubicle Nation. They're kind of stuck doing something they may not necessarily love doing. you make it sound pretty easy here. Like, I just decided to do it. Now, there must have been a transition. There must have been, like, a period of time where, like, making money. Like, do you make money doing this? Or are you independently wealthy and you just do it because you love doing it? Or kind of take us through that period of where you were then to where you are now and doing this work. And actually, is it a nonprofit? To talk to us about, you know, that whole side of the equation.
We started, you're absolutely correct, Steve. It started, you know, it was a process, and it started with me creating, while I was raising my own daughters, creating something called the Life Skills Report Card. I just wanted some more active process to track the things that I thought were really critical. We had this amazing process in place for academics and sports and music. But for life skills, which they were using daily, they're really, if anything, the dialogue that was popular in society disparaged things they were learning. For example, a lot of name-calling, bullying, drama queens. We were disparaging young people for their emotional literacy homework. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted something more dignified. So I created something called the Life Skills Report Card. It's a communication tool. And it ended up really helping me out. And then it was a process. We started, our group grew. It was really more of a think tank on LinkedIn. And from there, we birthed a nonprofit. Yes, our nonprofit is called the Global Presence. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, events around the globe.
Mm-hmm. So when
you're
say,
absolutely correct. It's a process.
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. So how did you pick the people that you're working with, and how many are you working with on this project?
They really picked us. The primary gathering place was LinkedIn. So professionals that were life skills professionals that were on LinkedIn, they joined our group. That's really, people come in. So they really picked us. We didn't pick them so much.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
And just so I'm clear, when you talk about life skills, are you talking about life skills for parents? Are you talking about life skills for children? What are we talking about here?
Such a great question, because there's so many definitions of life skills exist. If you ask 10 people, you're going to get 10 different definitions. Mm-hmm. Our definition is life skills are skills that every human being learns in some measure. So if it's something, you know, 7.5 billion people learn, that meets our definition of a life skill. And the irony is that these skills that all of us learn and use throughout our lives, they actually have the most impoverished educational process, and that's learning from parents who never formally learned them themselves. Mm-hmm. So we have a very old paradigm for learning our most critical skills, and changing that paradigm and inviting people to embrace wisdom of third-party educators. That's our core missive.
All right. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, okay, so I'm a mom of two teenagers, 17 and 15.
I am so sorry.
Oh, Lordy. No, they're good girls.
They are good
but
girls.
But I think they, and I instinctively, or in their DNA, they're at that age where they want to be independent of me, but they also want to be really close to me, which is great, but therein lies friction and pushback. Mm-hmm. So what of your life skills would help me as a parent work with my teenagers?
The most important thing is to, most of us were taught behavioral lenses, so we look at our children and our teenagers as either behaving or misbehaving, and very often if we view them as misbehaving, talking back, whatever it may be, then we follow that up with some type of scolding or punishment or anger, our emotions get high. What we first and foremost advocate is respect your children as learning a skill. So even when they're speaking to you, they're learning to communicate, having disagreements. That's an important skill. We get out wherever we are as adults, being able to communicate in a respectful manner when we have differences of opinion. But the reality is we've got to start somewhere. Every learning curve has a low competency. So if you can put away the behavioral lens that thinks, oh, my children are behaving or misbehaving, and just always say, my children are learning, and focus on what they're learning. What is it they're learning? They're learning communication skills. So, and then if it's not going well, try something else. Parenting is the one arena where, boy, you know, definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And really what we most often do is when our methodology isn't working, we punish the children. Which is a heck of a system. Instead of going out and getting some books and changing the way in which we are dialoguing with them.
So to that point, with my daughters, if they respond to something I'm saying or doing and they come back at me in a rude or disrespectful way, I just let it, the words hang in the air and I don't respond. And then when there's a little bit of time, then I go, okay, so that I felt hurt when I heard you say that. Where is that coming from? And I try to keep the emotion. My motto is stay calm, be kind, have patience, all good. And it's really changed the dynamic between each of the girls and myself, because I'm not joining them where they're at in their emotional way of handling any particular situation.
Yeah, that's exactly Mary. That's a technique. Another technique is to say, you know, I'm really hearing you're really frustrated and upset right now. I'm hearing that, and I'm going to take a moment to receive that. I'm just going to take a moment so that they feel validated in their emotions. We have anger for a reason. We get frustrated. So validating their frustration and saying, this is important to me. I want to come back to you. And I'm going to take a few minutes while I gather my own thoughts. So that's a great technique, Mary. Absolutely. And see, these are the things. We typically repeat whatever, as Steve was saying, we normally, whatever we learn from our parents. But heck, who taught them emotional literacy skills?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're learning from people who never formally learned, rather than reaching out and improving our own personal competency levels with the wonderful information that exists.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a man, that was perfect timing. Awesome. All right, so we're going to have to take a break here on Reinvention Radio. We're talking to Mama Marlene Covert and talking parenting and life skills. Really, really interesting stuff. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
To do, not enough time to get it done? Call on the experts at Another 8 Hours for your business support needs. By partnering with Another 8 Hours, we allow you to focus on the more important matters, like being in front of your clients, doing what you do best, rather than being stuck at a desk poring over paperwork, rummaging through emails, returning phone calls, and struggling to get everything done by yourself. Meanwhile, your family and social life are going down the drain. Go to another8hours.com or call 8 more hours. That's 866-734-6877.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Hanging out with Mary Goulet, Richie O'Tain. We're talking to Mama Marlene Covert. And I got to tell you, Mary, before the break, I was thinking about what you were saying, you know, as far as like stay calm, be kind, have patience, all good.
You can't do it.
Anyway. Well, I do, but I do it a little differently.
Oh boy, here we go.
So mine,
So
mine is react quickly, be a caveman, rush to judgment, and decimate and destroy. How does that work?
How's that working for you?
So Marlene, what do you think? Is that given the two choices of Mary's mantra or mine? What would you recommend?
I would say it's all good because again, we can't. We all start somewhere, and our children need to know, hey, they're going to have somebody hollering at them one time. Mm-hmm. So if we teach them only, you know, people that are always talking to them in a really dignified manner, the first time they get hollered at in a, you know, somewhere, they're going to fall apart.
Yeah.
So it's actually good. I mean, it's good for them to know, hey, I'm personally learning. I just blew my top. I'm working on this. Yeah. The most important thing we can tell our children is to instill a growth mindset and not disparage the learning curve. So, but one thing I will say, Mary, you know, you asked when our kids do something, again, viewing them, saying to ourselves, they're learning. What are they learning? Rather than saying they're misbehaving. Oh, they're talking back. Because before you ever blow up, you have a perception about them, right? You're thinking something about them. And typically, it's their misbehaving. And when they misbehave, then we get angry, we feel disrespected. But if instead we put on an educational lens and we say, hey, my child's learning something here. They're learning a skill. What is that skill? What's the honorable intention behind what they're doing? And how can I support them in developing higher competencies? It totally changes the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also it lends to the fact, I'm going to let Rich talk.
No, go ahead.
No, you're awesome. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh,
go.
Liar. You're just being nice. So, hi, Mama. How are you?
This is
Richard.
Richard.
I have a 4-year-old daughter, and I talk with my wife about this quite often, that, you know, if we're going to be raising someone that we want to be independent and have her own opinions and value herself, that the odds are that we could have challenges along the way if we don't keep in mind what you're saying, right? That they're just trying to learn these skills. And so sometimes I kind of have these two phrases. I haven't really shared it with Trish yet, but am I guiding her or am I guarding her? Guarding her is kind of me going into, don't do this, don't act like that in front of people, you know, be nice, you know, in all that stuff. And then the guiding her is when I remember the things like you're saying, where it's, you know, I forget sometimes she's four, but she's like four going on 14, and she's so darn smart that we think she should be at 14 already sometimes, right? And kind of go back into that, just reminding myself and stopping myself. Am I guarding her and telling her what to do right now, or am I getting her to trust herself more right now and guiding her to give her the skills when those things pop up later in life and someone yells at her, like, is she going to crumble or is she going to be okay? Mm-hmm. And
that's why you're a great dad.
We try. We'll see how it turns out in the end. That's when you know,
right? Yeah.
But all right.
Such great terms. I really like that. I hadn't heard that before. And really, we do both as parents, don't we? I mean, we do guard them. We don't want them, you know, walking out in traffic. So we guard them. But you're so spot on in that, unfortunately, most parents do utilize dictates. Clean your room, eat your vegetables, go to bed, right? That really defines the educational process. Mm-hmm. Tragically, that defines it. And really, it could be, for example, making bed, that could be a time that is gratitude meditation rather than, hey, clean your room. I mean, the way we approach it. So there are techniques to completely transform the way we teach things. But if we do not know those techniques ourselves, which most of us don't, because we learn this from our parents. And that's the big thing we say at Parenting 2.0 is we say, let's take a new look at the way children are learning life skills. First and foremost, appreciate they are in fact learning, enhance the educational process, bring some information in from other people. These are skills they're going to do every day of their life throughout the entirety of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're really critical skills. And the other good news is tell your kids you're their first life skills educator. You are not their last. Most people live to the age of 80. That's 62 years after they leave home. And the demands in their life, their life skills are going to change dramatically. So this idea that a parent is going to teach children all these critical skills, that really communicates a gross ignorance of the complexity of life skills in the 21st century and their importance.
Yeah, and I was thinking relative to my daughters being in high school, they have full lives outside of inside my house. They've got friends, one has a boyfriend, they do activities. I don't know what's going on in their world, so I'm trying to help them manage maybe an upset or they let themselves down or they didn't study hard enough for something. And so I kind of try to emotionally remove myself from reacting to them, like I had said earlier. And just these are almost adults. And I can feel emotionally like there's my babies. But Rich, hold your daughter at four, because once they hit six or seven, it's so fast.
We do. I mean, I literally tell Olivia, because she tries to sneak back in our bed a lot of the times, almost every day. And, you know, Trish, she doesn't mind. But what she doesn't like is when Olivia starts pulling her hair and grabbing her and waking her up, basically, right? She's trying to sleep. And, you know, in the middle of the night, if there's going to be a time when you get aggravated, that may be the time, right? Mm-hmm. Trish is really good with Olivia, but that would be the time that it's the hardest, right? You're trying to sleep. Well, when I'll take her into the room or I'll say something to her, I'll go, look, we're going to miss you. Someday you're not going to be here and you're not going to want to come in. As far as I'm concerned, you can come in every night. Mm-hmm. Just don't wake up mommy. She's trying to sleep, right?
You're so nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because here's the thing. We're not raising children, we're raising future adults. Mm-hmm. We just want them to be children along the way and learn when the lessons don't hurt so much.
Yeah. So, Mama, let me ask you this. You've got this life skills report card. Is there a way, can you kind of run us through it? Is this something we could do on air here so that we can kind of grade ourselves and our lovely listeners can kind of run through it, or at least something that's an abbreviated version of what the full report card might be so that folks can give themselves a grade and kind of understand where they're at in the world?
Yeah, we can do a quick summary of it. And it's best appreciated, Steve, in the same manner. It's best appreciated as a concept in the same manner people utilize academic report cards. And they mm-hmm. vary. They vary for ages and cultures. So think of the life skills report card first of all as a concept. We do have versions online, mm-hmm. and people can personalize them, and they want to personalize them. We did break down. What I did when I created is that I basically took out everything that I'm trying to teach my children, the life skills I'm teaching them, out of the parental junk drawer, and said, what is it? What is it that they're learning? So the first category is personal care, eating, sleeping. So many kids today, they're not getting enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of parents don't know how to change the dynamics. They're hollering at their children or they give up. Those two extremes.
Mm-hmm.
Go to bed or they just give up.
Mm-hmm.
That's Steve's household. You just covered it.
Personal care particularly, that is so foundational. So if what you're doing in your home if kids aren't getting enough sleep, that's really critical. Reach out, find from a third-party professional, get advice on how to support your children. One thing is just having a cell phone within, you know, arm's reach at night. That's a huge reason that children. But so reach out. These are critical.
Wait, is that good or is that bad?
It's bad.
That's bad.
Oh, we don't want them to use that as an alarm clock. We want to actually take the phone away and get them a real clock.
Ideally, you want them to understand why sleep is so important. Again, we often don't have the really educational conversation with our kids. It's just dictates and punishments.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if there's a negative experience associated with it, if you're hollering at them, you might as well be teaching them not to do what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when there's a negative association, we are less likely to do it. So mm-hmm. if you're hollering at your children, back that up. Go figure out an inspiring way to teach them why this is important. So the first category is personal care. Second category is organizational skills.
Mm-hmm.
The third category, which, you know, I was director of a tutoring club, and so many parents, they were paying all this money for their children to do, you know, algebra tutoring. They'd say, but you know what? They just can't keep track of their papers. It just drives me crazy. They lose the homework. Well, that's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's boiled down again to just dictates and punishments, some kids are more challenged tracking things and having compassion for the fact that that's actually, it's difficult for them. What can I do to make this a more gentle learning curve so you achieve mastery rather than disciplining them and yelling at them for forgetting their papers?
Mm-hmm.
The third category is respect for self and others. Under that is financial literacy. And, you know, so often we call children names. We say you're spoiled and entitled.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
they
my
are.
Goodness.
Wait,
well, you know, we
problem?
Need to change our... This is really critical. We need to change that because we are calling them names, whole person names, for simply having a low competency in a critical life skill.
Mm.
But you can do it. Like, I brought that up to my daughter yesterday because...
you have no idea how lucky you are.
No, I didn't say it like that.
Sorry.
I was kind of joking.
Flashback,
because
sorry.
My other daughter had a doctor appointment and my other one said, can I get a Starbucks? I'm running out of time here, but quickly. So I text Dave, my boyfriend. I go, yeah, I'm taking Portia to Starbucks. He goes, of course, you should have named her Prius instead. And I told Portia that, and she laughed.
Oh, that's funny.
She goes, do you think I'm spoiled? And I'm like, do I think?
Do I think, right?
I guarantee Mary that, you know, you never learned how to be a financial literacy educator. So the process of teaching her because kids actually love to learn about money at a very young age, at like 5. They love to manage stuff. And there are great programs out there.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them don't have a dynamic educational process. So then we call them names.
Yeah, let's do this. We're going to have to take another break here on Reinvention Radio. We're talking to Mama Marlene Colbert of Parenting 2.0. That's the number 2PT0.com. And we'll be back with more of the life skills report card.
Parentingskills.org.
Oh, all right. There we go. .org. All right. We'll be right back after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Hanging out with Marlene Corvair and Marie-Belle Ricciotte. And we're talking life skills and parenting and all that other fun stuff that, well, let's just say it's really good that we have you on the show because it's never too late. It's never too late to start being a good parent. That's what my bumper sticker, that is going to be my bumper sticker right there. What do you think, Mom? Are we going to be able to sell that one?
You know, I would change it a little differently. It's never too late to raise our competency levels and life skills.
Yeah, that's not going to fit on a bumper sticker. No, we're going to have to something. But, you know,
parents aren't going to
get a bigger car.
The problem we have is parents are trying to teach 100 things they've never personally learned. So we've got to change this. We don't feel bad if we don't teach our children every subject, academic subject, right? So we just need to get real about what they need to learn and tell them, you know, I'll facilitate you learning these skills, but I'm not going to be the expert in all these arenas. I'm not going to be the expert in digital literacy, emotion literacy, financial literacy. So we must change the paradigm that they learn these skills only from their parents. Mm-hmm. We're not going to become masters in all these arenas. And we're paying a big price. But the last two categories on the Life Skills Report Card are communication and social skills. And as you guys know, we don't teach emotional literacy in school. And yet, and so where do parents, you know, everybody kind of battles it out on a playground and we punish them if they, you know, fight. We're really not affirming how important this skill is and giving them proactive education.
Yeah.
Instead, we call them names and we punish them. That's a lousy curriculum.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, that's why, I hit my kids because I figure, look, you're going to get hit on the playground. You might as well feel what it's like. So it's like, so you can get used to it. So when someone pops you in the jaw, you're not like, oh my God, what happened? You're like, oh, I'm used to that. No big deal. So I'm training them. I think that's a good skill, no?
Oh, jeez. I'm so glad you're on right now. This is Richard, by the way. So one thing.
And you have to say who you are so that there's clear distinction. I'm not the one who said to hit my child. That's just, I'm Richard. Just to be clear.
Aren't
Steve,
you the one that put on
Steve.
Facebook that but, fencing lets them stab their brother?
Yes, exactly. I did. That's why I put him in fencing because, I mean, God, priceless. How can you stab your brother? I mean, it's like, my God, and it's legal. Like, no one's going to get mad at you. You stab him with a sword.
So, as a marketer, as a parent, and as just a person, I love the way you've put this together because you've niched down going via parenting, but you really want to talk to everybody about this. And quite frankly, it's a very important time because we just saw someone get one of the most powerful positions in the world by bullying someone and using names and calling people stuff. And so life skills are quite needed. And
yes, and you know, the parenting 2.0, parenting 1.0 was if you have children at home, you're a parent. Parenting 2.0 recognizes every single adult as part of the parental generation because our taxes are going to prisons, our taxes are going to wars. We do have a role in what children are learning. Are they learning the critical skills in a dynamic way, or are we throwing them in prison when they didn't learn because it was a lousy educational process? So it wasn't that long ago that a small group of people just, you know, championed compulsory academic education for the good of everybody. And we can champion emotional literacy, proactive education of life skills for the good of everybody.
Mm-hmm. And awesome. So, like, give us a couple of tips here in terms of where we can start. Because as I look at the report card, I mean, as you said, there's a whole bunch of categories. Then you've got, you know, all the things underneath each category, the use of I statements and proactive, assertive, and, you know, solution-oriented and all appropriate vocabulary and on and on and on and on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. It's like I look at that and go, yeah, I'm just not going to do anything. So I mean,
what do you mean? I'm looking at your.
Oh, guess what, Steve? You are doing it all. If you have children, you're doing it all wrong. Well, you're doing it without affirmation for what you're doing,
yeah.
and it's probably boiled down to dictates and punishments. You're doing it the hard way.
Yeah.
This is the goal of this is to facilitate proactive education. Sit down, make your kids their favorite breakfast, and they're gonna. I guarantee they're gonna go. Wow, you know, Dad is kind of getting it. How much I'm learning here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna appreciate a proactive conversation. Have them grade themselves and then pick one or two areas to improve. We're sitting there yelling at them for not doing all this stuff every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wake-up call to parents saying, hey, first of all, they're learning a lot and I'm treating it as bad behavior and punishing them. And mm-hmm. secondly, I don't know myself. I don't know financial literacy. My child's not spoiled. I myself, they haven't had a dynamic educational process. Let's see what's out there and let's improve the educational process.
So let me ask you this then. Are you suggesting that we give this life skills report card to our child and let the child fill it out and say, this is where I think I am? On these various, is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Ooh.
It's the goal is to sit down and have a proactive conversation about things you are doing every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing them.
Yeah.
I guarantee you're doing them. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you have to disconnect your ego from the results on that piece of paper. I mean, I think because ultimately, like someone's feelings could get hurt. I mean, I'm a sensitive guy. So like if I see all like ones. Instead of fives there, I mean, that because you had a kind of a tough go. We didn't talk about this, but you've had some of your own trials and tribulations. I mean, you tried to end your life at some point. Is that correct?
Yeah, I failed at suicide. That's about as low as it.
Right?
I mean, that is about as low as it can get. And what's really critical, you know, we need to respect that every learning curve has a beginning. One is not bad. One is low competency. You got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you insult children and punish children for learning addition, they're never going to want to learn calculus.
Mm-hmm.
So respect these as skills. One is not bad. One is a low competency. You got to start somewhere. Where are they? How can we take it to the next level?
Yeah, so we just
praise them for a one. So shifting that lens, yeah, one is not bad, five is not good.
Mm-hmm.
One is low competency, it's beginning level, five is towards mastery.
Mm-hmm. And so we're, man, what's going to end up happening is we're going to end up running out of time. We're going to be in this like long-winded sentence, and then you're not going to have an opportunity to really share with people where to go and what to do. So let me have you do that now, because we've got just a couple minutes here before we're going to have to go to our final break and end the show. So if people want to take the life skills report card or get more information about you and what you're doing, where's the best place for them to go? What's the best place? You know, what should they do?
So real quick, people can simply do send a text message, hashtag life, space, their first name, to 760-292-2248.
All right, we're going to have to do that one again. So go do texting and hashtagging.
If people enjoy texting, they can just text the pound symbol, hashtag life, no space in between, hashtag life, a space, their first name, to the number 760-292-2248. Conversely, if they're on LinkedIn or Facebook, or they want to just parenting2.0.org.
Okay, and that's actually parenting the number 2 and then PT, so Paul Thomas, 0.org, correct? So
yes.
Parenting the number 2 PT 0.org. Yeah, this is
this is
a really, really important conversation. And in 30 seconds or less here, Mama, if you want to leave people with a thought, what's that last thought you want them to have?
We're all learning life skills all the time. Life skills change throughout our lives. So all of you are learning life skills. All of you beautifully today talked about how you're trying and learning to do things better. So it's a lifelong process, and it warrants third-party wisdom. So embrace it. You're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Awesome. All right. Well, really, really, really good having you on there. And I highly encourage folks to check out parenting2.0.org and check out all the great work that Mama Marlene Covert is doing in the world. So, Mary Goulet, what do you think there? I mean, that's
I'm going to print it out and I'm going to sit down with my daughters.
Yeah.
And go through it. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through it and I'm going to fill it out and I'm going to hand it to my mom. That's like, that's my plan. Oh, so this fine. Is how you were as a, I love you, but this is my, this is your grade. It's not about me. It's about you. This is your
look at all these numbers, low numbers you gave me.
That's all right, Richie, what do you think? Final takeaway on that?
I think it's awesome. I'll be printing it out myself, and she should go into politics too. That lady has got
that's
both
great
sides
speaker,
covered.
Right? Like, she's great so speaker.
Diplomatic and great speaker.
Yeah.
And you can tell she really cares.
And good voice.
Yeah, and I bet she's a heck of a parent. All right, guys. So there you have it. Life skills and parenting. Parenting 2.0. Great stuff. Thank you, Mary Galea. Thank you, Rich Ote. I'm Steve Olsher, and we will talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.